Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Episode 86. Patrick here, CJ Evolution. That's Criminal Justice Evolution. This is a podcast for the criminal justice professional like you, hosted by me, another criminal justice professional. But we're getting a lot of downloads from people who are not in criminal justice, and it's great because I want to reach not only people within criminal justice, but people outside of the field, too, because we talk about a great number of important topics, as you might know by now. So, you know, folks, the secret of change is to focus all of our energy, not on fighting the old, but on building the new. That is a great quote by Socrates. And the reason why I bring that quote up is because I want to talk about the topic of change. A lot of us don't like change, myself included. Some change, because we're all creatures of habit. We get into these norms and our routines. And whenever change happens in our life, it disrupts the normalcy, right? It disrupts our pattern, and most of us don't like it. Change also happens in organizations. Again, hopefully the change that is happening in your organization, because change is constant. We can either go with it, begrudgingly sometimes, or we can go kicking and screaming, because it's going to happen. But all organizations go through organizational changes. Maybe a change in leadership, maybe a change in personnel. And the reality is change happens. What kind of person do you want to be in your department when the change happens? I'm not saying you have to love the change, folks. I'm not saying that. But what kind of person do you want to be? Do you want to be that person who complains and bitches and goes kicking and screaming? Or do you want to be that person who goes along with it to see what happens, right? Because again, sometimes we get mad, we get angry over change, and as the change is implemented, it turns out not to be that bad. You know what I mean? What's that saying? You know, most of the things we worry about never come to fruition. So I want you to ask yourself, what kind of change, what kind of person do you want to be when that change happens in your organization? Do you want to be a change agent? And if any of you have ever heard of that term, it's very important because change agents are the people that help the change get implemented within an organization. Because folks, I don't care what department you work for or what organization you work for. Say you work for a police department. The chief of police and the senior leadership can't do it alone. They need people. Most of all, the officers and the middle management to buy on to the change. Now, again, very rarely are you going to be 100%, is everybody going to be 100% supportive of the change? But again, what type of person, what type of officer, if you're working in a department, do you want to be the cynical, the pissed off officer, or do you want to be that guy who can foster the change and get the other troops to rally behind that change? Again, I know the problems that can come with some change. And again, but sometimes it's needed in an organization to grow, right? Sometimes change is needed in an organization. How many of us, and everybody knows who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about. How many of us work in organizations where, you know, change hasn't happened in months, maybe years, and it's the same old stuff, day in, day out. Sometimes you need that change. Often you need that change in an organization and ourselves to grow. So my words to you are be that change agent in an organization if you're going through change. Even if you're not going through change, you know, implement or recommend something get changed in your organization, folks. That's how we grow. That's how your organization is going to grow. Don't be that ticked off cynical cop that is always complaining. I'm telling you, those people are toxic and every organization has them. You know who I'm talking about. Be that change agent in your organization. Folks, that's all I have. I wanted to pop on really quick, say hi. I hope everybody has a fantastic weekend. Please be careful. Thank you, all you first responders out there, for keeping us safe, our community safe. We don't thank you enough. So with that, folks, again, a lot of great guests coming on in the future. I hope you like Terrence from the Police Academy podcast. Had a great time with him. I'm going to be on his show down the road. So I'm excited about that. And we got a lot of great guests coming on very, very soon, folks. And you can check me out on LinkedIn, Twitter. Go over to cjevolution.net, folks. Check out the website. You can download all the podcast episodes from that site. And if you get a chance, head over to iTunes. Rate and review my podcast, folks. I sure would appreciate it. Thank you so much, everybody. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.